fitting topic, you know, this theme that we've been working with all these weeks of embodied equanimity and the heart practices. Times like these are really when we're called upon to touch into the qualities of kindness, compassion, equanimity, and there are even flavors of joy that can show up in the darkest moments. You know, that joy of presence, of connecting with, making contact with life and with each other. So the joy doesn't arise out of the content of what is happening, but out of the connection, out of the contact. So what I'd like to do is to guide us in a practice that will allow you to work with your heart in whatever way feels most skillful for you today. So it might be a day that the heart needs to stay close to home, and your heart is the heart that most needs tending in this moment. It might be that part of what's healing for your heart is to open the heart out further to those who are feeling the tremendous hurt that's unfolded in recent days. And so in the guidance, I really invite you to stay in contact with your own direct experience. And as I'm offering invitations, accept, decline, or modify those invitations in whatever way is most authentic and most nourishing in the moment that the invitation arrives. And just as a way of holding space, you know, I think as I've been reflecting the past few days, and I'll talk a little bit about this after our practice, you know, we as a culture in general are not so skilled at grieving. And grief is a collective emotion. So there's no requirement that you grieve in your time here today, but grief shows up in all these forms and flavors. And throughout the millennia, loss and grief and tragedy has been held communally. We don't necessarily do that. Sometimes in these moments of tragedy, it's one of the only moments we do things communally. You know, I know there are some vigils and things that are happening. But even just these small ways, moments of sacredness are, I think, impactful. So in honor of that, I have a candle that I lit for those who have been impacted. And it's one of my favorite candles that has in Sanskrit the four Brahmaviharas written out in wax. So all four of these heart qualities are being enlivened with a flame in honor of what we've been practicing with and in honor of what's unfolding in our community. So I invite you to settle and maybe to take extra care in settling today. To find a foundation for yourself And you might begin by taking a few slightly deeper breaths, and you may be ready to close the eyes. Sometimes when there's been a shock to the system, we're not quite ready to fully, you know, go in that deep way that can be invited with eyes closed. So you might just begin with a softening of the gaze. Or it might help you land in the body to even look around and to know the space that you're sitting in. Sometimes the nervous system, if it's overwhelmed or flooded with emotion, has a hard time landing in the body. So the senses are a helpful gateway into the moment. So you decide. You could even practice eyes open if that was most supportive today. Or it might be that softening the gaze and simplifying the visual field is helpful in settling. And it might be that closing the eyes is a relief, an opportunity to let go of external input and to have the gift and the space, the chance to more deeply check in with internal experience. And letting yourself feel the body sitting here. There might be a need for a micro adjustment, a shifting of your posture, to allow for an alignment of the spine. Tuning in to the strength of the back body. And the solidity of the support beneath you. And potentially behind you. Letting your awareness wash down through the body. Slowly and gently, with kindness and curiosity. As if you're really interested in how the body's doing in this moment. taking care to notice what the body might be holding. And each time you encounter a pocket of tension or bracing, contraction, taking a slightly deeper breath into and through the knotted places. And perhaps allowing the exhalation to loosen and lengthen the muscles. Supporting a softening and a settling. And as the body perhaps begins to settle, by comparison, it might become even more obvious how busy or agitated the mind and the heart is in this moment. With each inhalation, you might invite the mind to rest on the body. Inviting the mind to connect with the sensations of the breath. Letting the stability of the body, the relative tranquility that comes with stillness, be a support for the mind and heart. Whatever state the mind and heart may be experiencing. We can't make the mind and heart settle. We can simply offer the conditions that would potentially allow for settling. It's like setting the snow globe of the mind and heart down on the table and offering time and space for the settling to happen to whatever degree is possible in this moment. And as body and heart and mind are more present, more available to be known, I invite you, if it feels right, to bring some awareness to your heart center. Sometimes it's helpful to actually bring a hand to the heart. Sometimes it's just a orienting awareness of the breath into the chest or the heart area. So finding a connection with this part of the body that is a portal to our metaphorical, our emotional hearts. And you might invite a very simple warming of the heart. We don't begin by necessarily turning toward that which is most difficult. We begin by tuning the instrument to the heart, just like we might tune a musical instrument. So we take time in the warming up. So you might call to mind a very simple image or a simple word or phrase that helps you touch into that flavor of kindness. kindness. Maybe the bird song of our feathered friends that's becoming more enlivened with the promise of spring. Or the friendly companionship of a beloved dog or cat. The laughter of a child. Something that evokes a sense of warmth or care, or connection. Maybe it's a phrase of, oh, may all beings be well. It's this quality of well-wishing. Or may this being be well, if a particular image or being comes to mind. Keeping it really simple. Maybe there's some spark of feeling that arises with this image or phrase. A slight smile or a sense of warmth. Or feeling of ease or relaxation in the body. And that feeling may or may not be there. There's no need to force it to come. It's like opening the window and allowing the breeze to blow through. So we're opening the window of the heart. And you might begin to just stoke the heart with the breath. So if there's any flicker of kindness breathing in, feeding that feeling with each inhalation. Breathing out and letting any feeling of kindness radiate outwards from your heart. Sometimes there's a sense of kindness, of metta, if that's a word you relate to. As light, or warmth. An actual glow in the heart region. And as you breathe in, the light gathers and maybe brightens. And as you breathe out, it spreads, almost like the light from a lighthouse, just moving in a slow arc. Sometimes that movement, that intentional allowing, the kindness, the warmth, the light to radiate out. Sometimes it's more a sense of sitting in an orb of kindness that just emanates in all directions from you with each exhalation. However far it's able or wants to go. Breathing in, gathering and growing the warmth, the kindness, the light. Breathing out, offering kindness. Letting it flow. And this light of kindness can have the flavor of simply wishing all beings well. And if or when this warm light of kindness encounters pain or loss, tenderness, suffering, the warmth can take on the flavor of wishing that all beings be safe, that all beings are free from harm. So as you're sitting in your orb of kindness, as it's radiating through you and from you, you might, if you wish, let the kindness, in whatever flavor it naturally expresses in, let it be offered out to those whose lives were ended on Monday. The 10 individuals in our community. Who died 2 days ago. Letting the loving heart open and extend to the circle of loved ones. Touched by these deaths, family, friends, neighbors, co-workers. Perhaps extending kindness to those who experienced the events of Monday in some way, who were in the store, who witnessed what happened, or who may be living with the fear, the impact, the first responders, the police, letting the kindness extend perhaps out to the whole community that may be feeling the reverberations of this event. Including yourself and all those on this call right now in this circle of kindness, all members of this broader community touched by kindness. You might even find that your heart includes even the shooter in this circle. No requirement, but we're all impacted. And you might even extend the kindness, it might want to reach even further to our state, to our country, to all those who have been impacted by gun violence over so many years in so many places. Maybe those all around the globe touched by violence, wishing all beings well, that all beings be free from harm. Feeling your breath, feeling your body, feeling your heart, and letting this be a resource and a reservoir of safety and well-being for yourself and for all those you meet today and in the coming days. May all beings know the benefit and the touch of kindness. May it be so.